Laura and I are honored to be here to thank the folks working here at this service project. What you're seeing is some young kids wrapping gifts for children whose families are here in Washington, D.C. As a result of an injury that they received, their parent received in combat. We've also just come from Walter Reed. I got to tell you, it's a remarkable experience to go through the hospital. It's remarkable because of the unbelievable compassion and care of the people who work at Walter Reed, and it's also remarkable to meet these men and women who have volunteered to serve our country, who've received terrible wounds, but whose spirits are strong, whose resolve is strong, and their dedication to our country remains strong. I want all our fellow citizens to understand that that we're lucky to have men and women who have volunteered to serve our country, like those who wear our uniform. We're lucky to have their families support them so strongly. We owe them all we can give them, not only for when they're in harm's way, but when they come home, to help them adjust if they have wounds or help them adjust after their time in service. We owe a huge debt of gratitude for incredible men and women. And I every time I come to Walter Reed, I am moved by the courage and bravery of the people I meet. And so on behalf of a grateful nation, I want to thank our military families, thank the folks here who are wrapping gifts for the military families, and ask for God's blessings on our citizens. Thank you.